The Disclosures Tribunal has resumed at Dublin Castle today to examine the case of Garda Nicholas Keogh. Garda Keogh alleges that he was targeted or discredited with the knowledge of senior members of An Garda Síochána after making a protected disclosure alleging wrongdoing in the force. Our reporter Laura Hogan is at the tribunal today. Laura, remind us firstly about the claims of Garda Nicky Keogh.
Yes, Claire. Well, Garda Nicholas Keogh is the first complaint to be considered by this final phase of the tribunal. And he was stationed in Athlone Garda Station in County Westmeath in May of 2014 when he made a protected disclosure. And this disclosure was about the operation of the drugs unit in the town. He also raised concerns about a Garda member who will be known as Garda A and his alleged relationship with a woman who will be known as Miss B, who was allegedly involved in the sale and supply of drugs in Athlone at the time. Now, an investigation was carried out into this disclosure and it found out that while some of Garda Keogh's allegations were plausible, that there wasn't enough evidence and the DPP didn't direct any prosecutions on foot of this. Now, Garda Keogh continued to work in the Athlone Garda Station after this protected disclosure was made and he claims that he was targeted or discredited with the knowledge or acquiescence of senior members of An Garda Síochána. Now, the opening statement in the tribunal today heard details of the 22 issues alleged by Garda Nicholas Keogh that formed the basis of his complaint. And these include that he was the subject of a number of disciplinary investigations, the subject of excessive supervision, that he was reduced to indoor duties, denied overtime, and he also claims that his phone was tapped.
And who will you hear from there today at the tribunal?
Well, all of these 22 issues will be considered by the tribunal over the coming weeks. And senior counsel for the tribunal, Patrick Maranan, said today that it's intended to hear evidence over two-week periods between now and Christmas. Already, there's 12 witnesses listed to give evidence over the first 2 weeks. The first of those witnesses will be Garda Nicholas Keogh himself, and he will begin giving his evidence this afternoon.
And the tribunal, Laura, won't examine the initial claims made by him in the protected disclosure. This is all about what he alleges happened afterwards.
Yes, that's right. Well, earlier on back in April, in the opening statement of the tribunal, Mr. Justice Sean Ryan set out the terms of reference and he told the tribunal that it was an important limitation on any consideration of the tribunal that the focus is not on the wrongdoing reported in those protected disclosures, but the focus of this inquiry is on the conduct towards the Garda after the disclosure was made. And he said an essential requirement under those terms of references is that the targeting or discrediting towards the whistleblower after the disclosure was condoned or tolerated or known about by senior members of the force.
Laura Hogan there at Dublin Castle today.